The Medrash says that why is it that we mention Kriyas Yamsuf in the Baruch of Emes V'Yatzev after the Kriyashma? Because when Kadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, it says, Heminubo Shenema Vayaminu Bashem. They believed in complete faith in Kadosh Baruch Hu and in Moshe, their leader. And in that merit, and in the merit of their faith, of their emunah, they merited to say Shira, because at that point, the Ruach HaKodesh, they were enveloped in Ruach HaKodesh. As it says, as Yosha, therefore, person, quoting this Medrash, L'chein tzorach adam lismach gula tefillah, therefore a person has to juxtapose the Geula, the Baruch of Geula, the last bracha of Kriyashma, to the Shemona Esrei, to the Tefillah, just as they juxtaposed the Shira after the Emuna, the faith that they merited, and the splitting of the sea. And in terms of interpreting this Medrash, I would interpret it based on the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yudalit, that we don't say Hallel on Purim. Though we do say it on Pesach. And the Gemara says, what's the difference? Harei Pesach hayah mi'avdos l'cheves, kol shechein Purim, shehayah mi'misa l'chayim, tzrichim lomar Hallel. The Gemara asks, if we say Hallel on Pesach, which was from slavery to freedom, certainly would have said Hallel on Purim, because Achashverosh and Haman's plan initially, at least Haman's plan, was to destroy all the Jews. So if Misa L'Chaim Kavachom, you should have to say Hallel. And the Gemara cites Rava's answer, Bishlam Hashem Halalo Avdei Hashem, Elohocha Halalo Avdei Hashem V'lo Avdei Achashverosh, Akate Avdei Achashverosh Anan. They didn't say Shira, because, and they didn't, there's no obligation to say Hallel, because even after they were saved, they still remained the slaves and the subjects of Achashverosh. In other words, a slave is incapable of saying Shira. Only a free person can say Shira and praise Hashem. And when Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, though physically they were freed and the chains of slavery were severed, but psychologically, they still view themselves as Avdei Paro, the slaves of Paro. And they'll physically not enslaved, but mentally and psychologically, they still were. And till Kriyas Yamsuf, they, in terms of their psychology, in terms of their Ruach Chaim, they still felt themselves as slaves, still enslaved in Egypt. But when they had complete faith in Hashem, ukshaminu b'Hashem b'Moshe Avdo, those chains of slavery were severed, and they became completely free, both physically, mentally, and psychologically. Because faith in Hashem frees the person. And that's what the Medrash says, that it means to say that the merit of the Emunah, they merited to be able to say song and praise to Hashem, to say Shira. And as Chazal said, She'en lecho ben chorim ela mi she'osek b'Torah, that the only one who's a real ben chorim free is a person who's engaged in Torah study. He can be wealthy and have an exalted position, but if he's not a person of faith, he remains a slave for every second for the possibility of the changing of circumstances or concern of all the things that surround him. But if he's a person of faith in Amunah, even if he has a very degraded situation, he's poverty-stricken, but he's still a free man. And that's what we say in the Haggadah. Hashta avdei l'shana haba b'nei chovim. Because hashta avdei, even though now we're slaves, since next year, ultimately, we will be freed, and we have faith in Hashem for the ultimate geula and Yeshua, for the redemption. So now he's also ben chovim, and he can stay the Haggadah and the Halakha.